So, this week, Pasha Shmini, we have in the middle of the Pasha the story of Nadav and Avihu. The Nadav and Avihu go into Beis HaMikdash and they do something wrong. And because of what they did, they died on the spot and it caused the Velus in the first day of the Mishkan. It was a terrible thing, terrible tragedy. And the real question is, that we try to focus today, is what did Nadav and Avihu do wrong? The Pasuk says that Nadav Avihu came, ve'akrivu lifnei Hashem, esh zara ashaloi tziva oisom. They put an esh zara, which they were not ordered to do. And the Medrash, and one of the Midrashim that we'll see, one of the Midrashim, and so some of the Rishonim on the Torah, they say that that's literally what it means. It means that Bnei Aaron added fire from their own, that they were not supposed to do, you know, they were not ordered to bring that fire. They added fire for themselves, and that's what they did, literally, as the Pasuk says, for that they did Esh Zora, they added fire, which was not required. The big question is, and that's what many of the Rishonim over here, the Cheskuni and the Rosh, point out, that what the Gemara in Erevin says, the Gemara says, that the more dashins, that the apropi shayish you read this mina shemaim, even though fire comes down from shemaim, mitzvah love yimin ha'edrit. There's still a mitzvah to bring on your own fire. So what does it mean that bnei Aaron ha'koyanim did eish zora shaloi tziva Hashem? There is tziva Hashem, and there's a pasuk because if the more that put a new bnei Aaron ha'koyan eish shalom mizbeach, there's a special requirement for the koyan to put fire on the mizbeach. So what does it mean that they did Eish Zorah Shalot Tziva Hashem? And that's the real problem with the Pasuk over here that Avnei Aaron did. And all the Rishonim over here and the Achayim are bothered by that. And the Rishonim point out that that's why the Gemara explains differently what Chet Nadav Avihu was. The Gemara in Erevin there says, also the Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara says, Lo yimesu bnei Aaron ad shehoiru halacha bifnei Moshe Rabban. The problem wasn't that they did something wrong. They did it okay. But they did it on their own. They paskan halacha based on their own understanding. They did a hayro without waiting for Moshe Rabbeinu to paskan that. So Maharsha already asked, "What do you mean? It's a mefirish pasuk." It says the Gemara says, "And also bnei Aaron koinesh." That's not hayro. That says in the pasuk. So Maharsha says, "No, you can understand the pasuk differently. That it means that you need to put the fire, light fire that's on the mizbeach, not to bring fire from the outside." So it wasn't so clear. They interpreted the pasuk correctly. But they should have waited for Aaron HaKohen to do it. So the Gemara comes and changes the Pashup Shah and the Pasuk and say that the idea of the Eish Zorah was that the Bnei Aaron did not ask Moshe Rabbeinu before doing it, they did it on their own. Rashi brings, from the name of the Medrash, something else. He says that they came in, Rashi says, Shtuye Yain. Because the next Pasha, in Pasha Shmini, it says, Yain V'Shecher Al Teisht. Shabbat tells Aaron, do not drink wine. So it's like the Moshul, the Medrash says, the Rashi points out, someone got sick and died, so the doctor tells the next one, be careful not to do what the first one did, so don't drink wine, that's what Shmuel tells Aaron and Crane. Meaning the problem of Bnei Aaron was, they drank wine and went to Beis HaMikdash. Something else completely. How does that go into the Pasuk, says Eish Zorah? So there the Kliyakar, when he tries to explain all the different understandings, what does it mean? Eish Zorah, that they acted like a Zara because they weren't pure Kohanim. They drank wine. If you look at the Medrash says, in Parshas Achrimois, the Medrash brings several different things that was the problem of Bnei Aaron. And I'm going to bring, just quote you a little bit of the Medrash, just to show how, you know, fascinating it is. There's a chait that they did, and it's seemingly so unclear that it could be several different things. The Medrash says, one is, I'll show you Shtuyayayin, like Rashi says. He brings it. And they did not have the clothes that they were supposed to wear. What's the clothes? So the Medrash says that the Medrash says they were missing the me'il. So the first year say right away, what do you mean me'il? The me'il is only a Kohen Gadol, not a Kohen Hedyot. What do you mean you missed the me'il? So that's a side point. I'm not going to it right now. But the Ramban on the Parsha mentions that the me'il, that the Kohanim and the Shiva Simei HaMiluim had a din of a Kohen Gadol. Regular Kohanim, you treat like a Kohen Gadol. So some want to say that we're wearing clothes of a Kohen Gadol, which is a big Kiddush. So that's the second thing. The third thing is, they didn't wash their hands and legs going in. That's another thing. And another thing is, they didn't have children. Pasha means they didn't Oisik to have children. And another thing is, they didn't get married. So the Medrash here brings five different things. They didn't get married, they didn't have kids, they didn't have godim, they were, right, they didn't do chitzu dai v'aglaim, they were shturi yayin. Seemingly, it's all over the place. What another of you did? Many different things. The Rishonim, when you look at the Rishonim, when the Rishonim speak of Pi Derech HaEmes, which, just try to say it in our words, what did they do wrong? So the Ramban or Bechaya bring, the one another of you do wrong, when they did the Korban, they did not have the right Kavana. They didn't have the right intention to do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't do it that they bring the Korban up there to Shemayim. It was like to a lower Madreka. That's what Ramban Ben Yochai say. The Rekanti, which was one who wrote a lot in the Ramban, one of the Rishonim, to the Levush, wrote him in a Pirush. The Rekanti writes, he says, I want to argue in the Ramban, and say that wasn't exactly what it was. They did have Kavanah L'Shamayim, but they missed the intention of what they needed to do. They didn't have the right intention of how they were, they thought right to Shemayim, but they didn't purify their thoughts for themselves. And we'll see in a second, maybe a little more explanation, what does the Rekanti mean? No, and their thought, they didn't, yeah, obviously. Obviously, they're punished, Kechut HaSaira, even small thing.
No, I mean, was it that they had Kavanah Shemayim, but they should have, if you're done with two Shemayim, it should be a specific.
No, so the Kani says they had Kavanah Shemayim, but they didn't have the right intention for themselves, whatever that means. So maybe we'll try to give you an explanation of that in a second. But the problem is in Kavanah, suddenly. The Rishonim come with new Pshat, and the Chazal don't say. Chazal give us five, six, the other Pshat in the Medrash, what was wrong. And so in the Ramban or Bein Bechaya comes something new, and a problem the Kavana. Where did that come from? So just to try to put all this together, we'll just say a little pshat to explain how you put all these answers and explanations in one mahalach. And this is something which is seemingly from different sources, mashma in the name of the Arizal, and that's a close explanation over here. So just a little bit of a havana. We know that the Iker Yitzias Am Yisrael from Yitzrayim was what? To be la'avad the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban in the beginning of Shmuel says, what is the ikar, what is the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's to build the Mishkan. When was the Mishkan built? The Mishkan is built today. This week's Pasha, Yom HaShmini, the Miluyim, Mishkan is built, they're starting the Avodah. You're starting now, the ikar tachlis, what the Adam needs to do, is to be oived Hashem. And the ikar Avodah that we have, the ikar place where you worship Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is in the Mishkan. Now, as brought down the Ramchal, the Nefesh HaChaim, and others, and the Maharal already spoke about it, that the Adam, what is the main thing the Adam has to do is always Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a Shemayim, Malachim, Ruchnius, everything is spiritual, Gevaldik up there. Down here in the Aretz, everything is very physical. Right? The Chayas, Behemers, Shkotzer, Yamasim, very, very physical world. The Adam is something in between. He's somebody which his main avodah is to connect Elyonim and Tachtonim. As the Foshim said, when the Targum brings in the beginning of Chumash, when the Adam was Nivra, it says, Re'idam L'Nevesh Chaya, says the Targum, the Ruach Amal, the Dibur, says the Ma'aral, the Dibur is the connection of the physicality with the spirituality. He says things, but he's using his body. That's what Adam needs to be. He needs to be that connection, that bridge between Elyonim and Tachtonim. So what comes out of here is the following. Right here, we're in the day that the Mishkan is built. We're starting that process of connection of Elyonim and Tachtonim. And what seems to happen over here is that none of the view were poigim, they ruined, they did something wrong in that connection. And basically, there's two ma'alchim where they did wrong. There's two places where they could do that. They could do the chet. They're supposed to connect Elyonim to Tachtonim. The up to down, Shemayim to Aretz, heaven and earth. They either did something wrong by not bringing down, not bringing the connection to Shemayim well, or by not elevating here down to earth. If you look at the Pshatim, we said in Chazal, Pshat in the Pasuk, Eish Zorah, they brought their own fire. They're supposed to bring fire from Shemayim, they didn't bring the fire from Shemayim. They're missing that connection to above. What the Gemara says, Shehoiro Rofi Rabban, they said the right thing. But they didn't get the right direction, the right the way, right mitzvah, the way it was supposed to be done from someone who's higher than them, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Other pshatim is how they were not prepared. The artzius. They were supposed to wear begadim. They didn't wear the right begadim. They didn't marry. Or they married and then tried to have children. They didn't wear not shleimim. They were shtuyayin. They ruined themselves. They didn't. They had something problem here down here in the arts. And this brings it back to what the Rishayim say. The Rishayim say there's one or two kavanas that are wrong. Either the kavana was that they didn't have the right kavana put above, like Ramban and Rechaim. Or the Rekanti says, no, that wasn't the problem. The problem is they had the wrong kavana of down here in the earth about how to prepare themselves. So, there could be two ways where a person has a problem, where the chet that Nadav here teaches us, where it could be an issue, the connection Adam has to do. Either he's not connecting to the right thing above, he's not having the right kavana, the intention, he doesn't really want to connect to Hashem. Or he wants to connect to Hashem, but he's not doing it right here. He doesn't prepare himself right. He's not shtui yain. He's not levush godim. He's not ready. Something here is wrong. And this will end. The way to understand even a little bit more what the Rishonim say that they missed the kavana. What the Rekanti said that they're missing the kavana for here down in the Aretz. The Rechaim says sadav niflam. Rechaim not here in this week's parsha. Rechaim in parsha Achimoyis. He says when another of you chait. He says the following. So another view is the Mishkan. Finally, Shekhinah comes down. Am Yisrael see it. It was such a great day. Everybody in Am Yisrael experienced this feeling of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rechai, another view had such a great geshmak of feeling of being close to Hashem that they had no interest in staying in this world. The Rechai adds, he says, and it seems like he himself, like seems, you know, he's speaking about his own experience. He says, anyone who experienced once in his lifetime that closeness, that tainug ruchni of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knows that it's so much greater than any pleasure that a person can have in this world. So Nadav and Avihu were feeling, says, so geshmak to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would be not interesting being in this world. So the neshama left the body, and then we all up to Shemayim. That's what Nadav and Avihu did. So the question is, so Gevaldik, none of you tzaddikim. They don't want to be here in the world. They went up to Shemayim. So seemingly what the Rechai means to say is, of course, none of you, they wanted to be close to Hashem, and that's a Gevaldik thing. But they're missing what they're supposed to do. The avodah of Adam is, what a person needs to accomplish in this world is not to be close to Hashem. Hashem says, in the Kotzko, the famous Kotzko, that always says, Anshe Kodesh Tiyuli, Shmuel says, I have enough malachim, v'strafim, v'fanim, I have enough ruchis. I'm looking for human beings, Anshe Kodesh, that will elevate this world. Says the Arachayim, based on the Pshat Arachayim, not that the view leave this world to go up to Shemayim. That's the time against them. What are you doing? You're supposed to be in this world, elevate this world. You're missing the artsius down here. Sometimes that's the main avodah. Says the Rekanti, they had the kavana to Shemayim, but they missed the kavana of what's down here. Maybe based on that we can understand. That's the avodah we have, is the connection between Shemayim and Aretz. Sometimes a person can be lacking in what he needs to connect to, that's usual, what's missing, what are you thinking, what are you dominating to. But sometimes the problem is that a person is trying to reach out too high, and he's missing what his main avodah is, to elevate his day-to-day life and bring that closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yirotzon, that we should be able to be zoiche, to be oyv de Hashem, be emes, to connect Shemayim and Aretz together.